FM.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Joey Fearon with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, Kaysen Taggart will lead off for the Growlers as Vitek on the mound once more. This is a fastball that peppers the right side for a strike, 0-1. Taggart 0-1, but he drew a walk. So Kalamazoo still in a 1-0 lead as a miss low, 0-2. A lot of 1-2-3 innings for both sides. Very good defensive baseball. Two down. 4-1-2. 1-2. Kaysen Taggart, the right fielder. They set in fire, but just a curveball that barely fouled off on the right side. Taggart, out of Centralia College, from the Pacific Northwest in Everett, Washington. Vitek the step, the 1-2, and a swing and a pop-up as Degatti looks to track it down. It's going well near the dugout and now near the fans in left field. Great atmosphere, great crowd on hand here at Homer Stryker Field. They have, seems like a lot to do. They got tables right in front of all the seats. And the 1-2, the check swing low, but below the zone, 4-2-2. Count runs at 2 apiece. Malachi Vitek nearing his 18th pitch. And a swing and a ball popped up but skied away in foul territory. Vitek's allowed a hit, but he's acquired a strikeout. Each team right now are going toe-to-toe. The 2-2. Yeah, curveball low. Sweeps the zone. Just below it. Full count. Here, nobody down. Taggart has an opportunity to get back-to-back walks. The payoff. And a swing and a ball sent in the air into deep center field. Johnson runs back and makes an easy grab. So a fly out from Taggart and Will Furness, who grounded out to short and struck out swinging. So the DH, the Ole Miss Rebel. Two home runs on the season. Batting a .240. And he's at 16 RBIs as well. Raptors have done a good job against him. As Vitek, the first offering, he paints the zone for a strike. Furness has been walked 39 times, though. He's been disciplined at the plate. You know, one low. He really caused a problem for the Raptors, especially in the first game. He went 2-for-5 with two runs and was responsible for two home runs that game. So that's where he got his two home runs, was in the first game against the Raptors. He's only had two this entire season. 1-2 is the count. Malachi Vitek steps, and the 1-2 to Furness. Out and away for a ball. Count runs at 2 apiece here, bottom of the 6. A low-scoring affair. Not much offensive action between both sides. And 2-2 Furness checks in, but sees a ball. So once more, another full count. Last time it was a flyout to center. 3-2, the payoff. And outside of the zone for ball four, Furness walks. It's the first time he's gotten on base today, and that puts a runner on for Kalamazoo. And Jimmy Natty, who walked and grounded out to third. So he's 0 for 1. Two RBIs, five walks, and six strikeouts for him. Out of Stanford and, oh, correction, Natty. Jimmy Natty, who's batting a 219. So Natty, right now, 0 for 1, and Vitoc fires the 0-1. It's right down the plate, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Furness at first. Natty, a Sydney, Australia native. And a two-strike count from Vitoc, and a swing and a ball skied in the air into the infield. Broussard looks at it. Conniff looks at it, but Broussard is going to come and make the catch right near the pitcher's mound. The second out. Joey Winters, it's his turn to step in. Batting in the seventh spot, he struck out looking and grounded out to second. So out of Ottawa University in Arizona. Remind you, Coach Orlando Rodriguez for the Raptors. That's where he coaches. So it's an NAIA school in Arizona. As the first pitch comes in for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count, one away here for the Raptors, bottom six. And Vitoc to set in, and it goes low. Out of all this time, 2-0. 2-0 count. Vitoc, the third pitch, way inside, scooting away is Winters. And now it goes up to three ball count. At first is Will Furness. Vitoc to fire. And there it is. Paints the zone. Left edge corner. 3-1. Kalamazoo and Wisconsin Rapids battling it out. Each team with two hits. And it's a 3-1 out and away on the left side for ball four. That's the second walk this inning. And Banks Tolley got on first off of an error. He was able to get home in that inning. And then he flew out to center his second time up. So Malachi Vitoc hoping to get out of this inning, not allowing any more runs. Well, there's runners on first and second right now. Winners at first, Furness at second. And a pitch comes in for strike, 0-1. Now one count. Beautiful night here in Kalamazoo. And it's the 0-1, sweeps low and brushes the dirt for a ball. The second and final time the Raptors will be in Michigan this season. In the regular season, I should say, because the 1-1, it's a fastball that's just outside of the right side of the zone. 2-1. You know, pending if they have to win the Great Lakes West Division here in the second half to clinch a spot. Pending if that happens, Kalamazoo right now first in the Great Lakes East. 2-1 and a swing and a pop-up just back behind home plate. Out for a foul. 2-2. These two teams met in the playoffs last year with the winner going to the championship game, and Kalamazoo came into Wisconsin Rapids and took them down 7-6. Two down, the fifth offering, and it's a curveball out and away. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, a full count, with two down. Looking in is Vitoc. He looks over at second. Steps in. Well, turns his body towards second base where, well, Furness just walks back over to it. So if he throws a ball here, the bases will be loaded. He throws a strike. Well, they get out of the inning. Big pitch. Massive pitch here. Bottom six. The 3-2. Up and inside for ball four. Vitoc can't find the zone. Banks tally to first. Winters to second, and Will Furness at third. They all got on base off of being walked. Levi Jensen wants to have a word with his pitcher right now. Luke Mitchell here, bottom of the order. Walked and struck out looking. Eight combined walks between the two Raptors pitchers from the bullpen. Just haven't really been able to find the strike zone. So bases juiced here for Kalamazoo. And Malachi Vitoc is going to have to regather himself, reset. Luke Mitchell out of Lehigh Acres, Florida. Bats a 200 with a home run. He's got 15 RBIs, though. So here we go. Bases juiced. Vitoc will set in on Mitchell, the catcher. Getting loud here at Homer Stryker Field. And here's a curveball that sweeps the zone on the inside corner. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Vitoc trying to retire this side, which would be a big way to get out of this here, bottom of the sixth. And a swing and a line drive into left field. Furness gets home, and now heading on his way. The throw is not in time. Another run gets home from Winters. So the 16th and 17th RBI, as Conniff throws back to the bag and getting him out at second, he does. So on his way, Mitchell was to second. Conniff gets it and retreating back to first. But nonetheless, Kalamazoo and gets two runs. So we head to the bottom, top of the seventh. Kalamazoo in front 3-0. We'll step away here on WFHR.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, the Growlers now add to their lead. They're up 3-0. An RBI from Mitchell, which has put them in a 3-0 lead. So the Raptors are going to have to claw back, and somebody that can help them do that, Orlando Lordoy. It was 1-for-2, started his day off with a base hit into right field. So Tyler Johnson, 6 innings of work. He's had 78 pitches, allowed 2 hits, thrown 2 walks, but 4 strikeouts. So Lordoy, is his turn. Raptors need runs. There's a 3-0 lead Johnson throws in low. In for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count. Johnson once more on Lordoy, who cranks this into right field. It's heading back, and this ball is gone. Orlando Lordoy, how about that? On his first appearance for the Raptors, drills this ball into right field. That's the first time they get on the board. They cut this to 3-1. I think Kirk Schreiner found a good one, Lordoy. Man, oh man. So the Raptors right now cut this to 3-1. They needed that, Lordoy, a solo shot. So now we may have a ball game. It was only three runs, but Lordoy 2-for-3 with a run and belts his ball in a home run as Gallison flies this out to right field. Taggart is under it and makes the catch. A solo shot for Lordoy. Gallison flies out. And this brings up Chris Conniff, who's 0-for-2. One down. Johnson, it's a changeup, and he punts it on the third base line. Coming after it is Nadai and throws it to first and gets him. So Nadai does his job. He charges the ball at third base line and makes the out. So two down, bottom of the order with Levi Jensen. And it looks like Levi Jensen is now walking back. It's going to be Hogan Heligso, the Creighton product. Who sees the first offering. He bats at 200 with six RBIs. So Heligso will check swing low. 1-1 count. Heligso, the Omaha, Nebraska native, was rated the number one catcher in the state of Nebraska. He'll see the 1-1 happen away out of high school. So a highly rated recruit. Two balls a strike, two down. And 2-1, Heligso swings low, but it goes in for a foul. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces run across the board. Tyler Johnson looking for his fifth strikeout. He serves a 2-2. It's a changeup up above the zone. 3-2. Johnson nearing his 89th pitch. 3-2 low. Out for ball four. So you wonder when manager Cody Piechocki is going to pull Johnson. Is he going to wait till this inning? Because the tying run right now is at the plate. Ty Johnson for the Raptors, 0-for-3. He grounded out to first, flew out to left, and popped out to first as well. So righty on lefty. Three-one lead for Kalamazoo. And there's a changeup that goes right down the pipe. 0-1. Heligso stands at first. First at bat, he walks. The 0-1 from Johnson. And outside for a ball. 1-1. 1-1 count here, top of the seventh inning. As the 1-1 out and away. 2-1. Johnson, Flowermount, Texas. Headed to Baylor next season, and he's surely excited about his next team. So Tyler Johnson for the Growlers fires the 2-1 and a swing and a miss this time. 2-2. Heligso at first, he was walked. Tyler Johnson has walked three batters. So Johnson on Johnson. 2-2, and a swing and a ground ball over to the shortstop and Godbout, who has trouble fielding it. And the second baseman, Lewis Jr., was there. He caught the ball, and tagged the bag before Ligso could get there. Kind of an odd sequence, but nonetheless, the Rafters get a solo home run for Orlando Lordoy, who cuts us to a 3-1 game. We head to the bottom of the seventh on WFHR.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh inning, a 3-1 lead for the Growlers, but what's mostly impressive has been this kid, Orlando Lordoy. And he comes in from Benedictine University at Mesa. He's from Panama City, Panama. Stands at 6'4". And he comes in last night, gets on the bus this morning. Hasn't had a rep for the Rafters at all. He's already 2-for-3 with a home run. I mean, he belted that ball into right field. So this is definitely a kid. I mean, the way he swings the bat, his ability. The only thing that was a little bit concerning, and he'll have to obviously work on that, was when Gallison flew out to right field and he already took off to third. He didn't tag the bag in time, so he was out for that double play. He'll have to fix his base running just a little bit, and coaches will work with him on that. But this kid has all the talent in the world, especially on the offensive side. He's a lefty, both throwing and hitting as well. So he slotted in at right field and has been this entire game. So Vitoc warming up right now. A 3-1 lead for Kalamazoo. They head to the top of the order. Gavin Lewis Jr., who was 1-for-1 with a walk. Kalamazoo, a run in the third and then 2 runs in the sixth. Rafters get one here, obviously, in the top half of this inning. Each team with 3 hits and each team with an error. So they're doing a kids round the bases, but they're going just outside of where the grass and the dirt separate. So looking to get everybody off and get this game going once more here, bottom of the seventh. So either way you slice it up, the Rafters will have 2 opportunities, the eighth and the ninth, to get 2 runs or more. They're going to have to get it done on the defensive side of the ball first. And also, they just haven't been their best in their pitching this game. Malachi Vitoc and Josh Howitt are 2 of some of their best pitchers. They've combined for 8 walks, 5 walks for Howitt and 3 for Vitoc. And only 4 strikeouts, so the pitching has been a little bit down today. And they're usually, you know, when they have lesser days on the pitching side, they're usually giving up hits. They're throwing a lot of walks, which we don't see that much from them. And Gavin Lewis Jr., the second baseman out of UAB, who's already stolen a base this game. He's up to 10 stolen bases on the season. So Vitoc, the right-hander, on the right-handed banner of Lewis. And Lewis check swings out and away, and a ball this time, 1-0. So 1-0 count with 1 down. The step high, and the Pitch low, but it goes in just on the inside part of the strike zone, 1-1. Malachi Vitak serves in a curve, out and away, 2-1. So two balls a strike for Gavin Lewis Jr. Bottom of the seventh. A 2-1 home, and a swing and a bounce into left field. Heading back into left center field, but Johnson comes under it, clears Gallison out, and makes the grab. Good contact there from Lewis Jr. But a high fly ball drops into the glove of Ty Johnson. So Henry Godbout responsible for an RBI today. Flew out to right last time up. So he's 1-for-3 with an RBI. Batting a 304, the Virginia Cavalier. And a bouncer hit out of play. 0-2. Bottom of the seventh here. Rafters right now trail 3-1. The 0-2 and just hits off the top side of the bat. Rolls in foul territory on the right field line. 0-2 once more. Vitak, the kick, the 0-2 home, popped out right field side. So Godbout working the count. He's staying alive and just not going away so easily. Question is, and the 0-2 inside for a ball. The question is, who is Kirk Schreider and, well, Brian Dyer, more likely than Brian Dyer, the pitching coach, going to bring in? The 1-2, and a swing and a ball lifted in the air, high into left field, carrying and gone. How about that? A solo home run from Henry Godbout. And Kalamazoo goes up 4-1 here, bottom of the seventh. Godbout right on cue for his second home run of the season. And Kalamazoo adds to this lead. They're up 3 runs. Ball hit on the inside of the bat as soon as it left. You knew it was gone. So a 4-1 lead for the Growlers. Gabe Springer will step in. 0-for-2 with a walk. Vitak will have to shake that off. 4-1 is the lead. Kalamazoo is out, hit the Raptors now 4-3. The 1-ball, no strikes. Vitak to set and serve in. And it comes on the inside, but finds the zone. Well, outside of the zone, 2-0. The 2-0. There's a strike, 2-1, but Malachi Vitak gonna have to shake that off. Brian Dyer going towards his pitching, and it looks to be, yes, is he going to make his debut as well? I think he will. Devin Jones out of Jackson State in the Chicago, Illinois products. Is it him? I don't know if it is. Brian Dyer calling to the bullpen. And the 2-1 lifted high into right center field, and running after it is Lordoy, who makes the grab. Two down. Yeah, Devin Jones is the one warming up right now, and I think it's going to be him to pitch eighth and the ninth, because Vitak's day will most likely be done. I'm about 95% sure after this final out. Hopefully he can get it on Kaysen Taggart, who checks wings but goes up above the zone for a ball. One out count. One away near bottom seven. And there's a strike across the plate, 1-1. Two down. One apiece. The third offering. And it's a curveball. Inside of the strike zone. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Vitek. The fastball pushes in on the left edge. Two and two. A 2-2 count, two down. Malachi Vitek hoping to retire this side. He's given up a home run. And there it is, down the plate for strike three. Taggart saw it looking, so we head to the top of the eighth. Kalamazoo now in front, 4-1. We'll step aside on WF.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemiss.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning, a 4-1 lead for the Growlers. Aaron Robertson, the second Growler out of the bullpen today. He'll step on, making his second appearance. He's only had one game appeared in. He's gone two innings, has allowed two hits, two runs, but two strikeouts. So he's only faced nine batters. So out of Everett Washington, the left-hander from Central Washington University. As Degatti swings and hits a high fly ball into right field, Taggart looks at it, walks over towards it, and makes the easy grab. So a fly out from Degatti. He goes 0 for 3. Brendan Bobo, who's 0 for 2 with a walk and a strikeout. And so Robertson, a guy that they're going to look to probably to finish this game. I would think so. Tyler Johnson went seven innings, 94 pitches, allowed three hits, a run, threw three walks, but four strikeouts. As Robertson throws outside for a ball. Lordoy hits a solo shot for the Rafters, top of the seventh, but bottom seventh, a solo home run for Henry Godbound in the left field. There's a strike, 1-1. Yeah, it will be Devin Jones. So Devin Jones out of Jackson State, he'll be the guy to probably finish the game for the Rafters, pending how he does. And the 1-1 brushes the dirt low, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. A 2-1 count. Brendan Bobo leads the team in home runs and RBIs. Perhaps he can do one here. Robertson throws, and a swing and a miss. Two and two. Two, two inside. It goes in for a ball, so the count runs full. Here at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. A full count. Swing and a miss, low. Bobo goes down. Robertson gets him. And that's two down. So Robertson records his first strikeout, his third of the season. And Brendan Bobo just a little bit unfortunate about that. He hits a lot of RBIs and a lot of home runs. He's got six, but he strikes out a good amount of time. That's his 33. That's the 33rd time he struck out this season. Two down. Robertson, the slow release, and swinging a bouncer over to his head. And Lewis Jr. charges it. Throw to first in time. So the second baseman, Gavin Lewis Jr., gets the third out. A 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook. Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here inside Homer Stryker Field as the Rafters trail 4-1. It's been a game for them. They just really haven't gotten the bats going. And here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Kalamazoo with at least a run in their past two. They got two runs in the sixth and a solo home run in the seventh. So Devin Jones making his first appearance for the Rafters this season out of Jackson State and the senior from Chicago, Illinois. So Devin Jones, we'll see what he can do, the right-hander. And a newly acquired pitcher for Wisconsin Rapids, so excited to see his work on the mound. So here goes Devin Jones. So leading off for Kalamazoo, Will Furness, 0-for-2 with a run. He's drawn a walk and a strikeout. Devin Jones will come set on the third base side of the rubber. He's got a wider stance, and he looks in low. The glove at his hip now puts the ball in his glove and will come set the first offering. And this is a changeup up above the zone. It's a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count on Furness. So Will Furness, the Ole Miss Rebel. Devin Jones, the Jackson State college product. So both guys play their collegiate ball in Mississippi. And the 2-0 skied in the air. Jones points to it as this is going towards the third baseline. Degani comes out and makes the grab. That ball was a moonshot shot up way in the air. But nonetheless, one down. So Jimmy Natai, 0-for-2 with a walk. So the third baseman batting a 219. Well, one down. So Devin Jones will come set. He'll look in. And this time out and away for about 1-0. A 1-0 count, one down. Devin Jones sets in. He'll serve. And once again, a moonshot on the right field line this time. Bobo looks at it. And head in this head above this head, looking towards this guy. Bobo makes the grab. Two down. So two pop-ups on the third baseline and the first baseline. Bottom of the eighth, Joey Winters. No for two with a run. And also a walk, a strikeout as well. But Devin Jones, a good start. Getting guys to pop up. As this is a curveball up and out of the zone for about 1-0. 1-0 count. Kalamazoo started to get the bats rolling. The Raptors have just been halted. There's a fastball. Low the outside corner. 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. Bottom of the eighth inning. One away for the Raptors. Jones, a wild pitch that goes through the glove of Haligzo. Jensen's not out there now. So Devin Jones, nearing his ninth pitch. Howen and Vitoch went seven innings combined, but they both threw 62 pitches. So Jones, here in this count, 3-1. He'll look. The 3-1 and a miss up top, 3-2. Be a good start for Devin Jones if he can go three up and three down. And also record a strikeout as well. The count runs full. Two outs. Jones turns his body, shifts, fires, and right down the plate for strike three. So Devin Jones records his first strikeout of his Raptors campaign as the Raptors go three up and three down. We head to the top of the ninth. Can they find a way to get back in this game, or will they fall to Kalamazoo once again? Find out next on WFHR.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
To the top of the ninth we go. Can the Raptors claw back in this game as they trail 4-1? And a new pitcher to close out for the Growlers, Carson Byers, who's had three games appeared in a returning Growler. He's had a 1-0 record with a save. He picked up the save back on July the 12th, just not too long ago, against Rockford. So in total, he's only had five innings pitched this season, four hits, a run, and 5 strikeouts in total. He's faced 20 batters, so heading into his sophomore season for Miami of Ohio. So a Red Hawk from Matawan, Michigan. And Garrett Broussard will step in the order. Broussard, Lordoy, and Gallison, 5, 6, and 7. So left-hander Byers. First offering right down the plate for a strike. It's a fastball, 0-1. Rafters have struggled against left-handed pitchers. Can perhaps something happen here, top of the ninth? The only run has come from a solo shot from Orlando Lordoy. And the 0-1 outside for a ball, 1-1. Last season for the Growlers, Byers had 6 games, 14 innings of work, and went 15 strikeouts. So Garrett Broussard will see the 1-1 on a swing and a miss this time, 1-2. Broussard 0-2, so the shortstop. And here we go, 1-2 count. Byers looking to get one down. He'll set and serve, and a swing and a miss. Going down is Broussard. Byers gets him and starts his day off with a strikeout, 2 away. So Wisconsin Rapids right now, they need something, and this guy can help them. Orlando Lordoy, 2-for-3 with a home run. He struck out his second time at bat. Cranked a ball in the right field for his solo shot. And Lordoy sees outside for a ball, 1-0. Out of Panama City, Carson Byers looking on Lordoy. And the 1-0, and Lordoy grounds this a short ground ball over to Godbound at short and throws it to first in time. 2 down. 1 away for Kalamazoo. Perhaps the final out of the night, Anthony Gallison, who's 0-3. And this will be all she wrote in game one of this series. It's been a long day for the Rafters, getting up this morning, leaving Witter Field around 8 a.m. They got here around 3:34. It's been tiring, a long bus ride, and the team's a bit tired, you can tell. And Byers throws in for a strike, 0-1. So perhaps Gallison can keep it alive, keep the game alive here at top of the ninth. Byers looks in and changes and serves. Gallison flies it back behind home plate, 0-2. So here we go, Carson Byers on Anthony Gallison. Gallison has struggled today, has not gotten a hit. 0-3. He's flown out twice. The 0-2 home on a changeup up and away. He's flown out 3 times, twice to right field, once to center. So Byers looking to get one more strike to put this game to bed. He'll kick in and serve. And it's a fastball outside, 2-2. So staying alive here is Anthony Gallison, a 4-1 lead for Kalamazoo. Broussard flies out. On a ground out from Lordoy. Broussard strikes out, and the 2-2 outside for a ball. So a strikeout from Broussard and a ground out from Lordoy. And now after being down 0-2 in the count, 3 straight balls. 2 down. Count runs full here, top of the ninth. Byers looks in. He'll kick the release. And he's swinging a ground ball that goes towards Byers. He turns around, fields it behind his back, underhands it to first, and that will do it. What a play from Carson Byers to end this game. The Raptors fall in game one of this series 4-1. And which a day where they only had 3 hits. Kalamazoo had 4, but they got 4 runs because of it. And the Growlers started off with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. Banked Tolley gets home, and then Raptors were down once more. 2 runs in the bottom of the 6th. A RBI from Luke Mitchell to send winners home along with Furness. And then, top of the 7th inning came Lordoy with a solo shot. And then bottom half of that inning, Henry Godbout with a solo shot. So each team right now, you look at it, Raptors gave up a run and three hits. Growlers, four hits and four runs. So just not an offensive day you can be proud of. They fall to 7-6 in the Great Lakes West Division. Kalamazoo improves to 9-3. 30-16 overall. The Raptors go to 27-21. So they'll have to shake this off because they play Kalamazoo right back here at Homer Stryker Field at 1:35 tomorrow. We'll be live on WFHR 1:20 Eastern Time. So that's 12:20 Central Time. So for Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, for the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio, back in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR, my name is Joey Fear, saying so long from Homer Stryker Field. We'll see you right back here tomorrow afternoon. Have a good night, everyone.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Bases the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Bases the Music will be...
I met a girl, down on the corner of 4th and Pearl.
I met a girl, Frank Martin Bush on Maxine Caridi on Civic Media. We are local music. Thanks to Frank for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. It was great to hear from you. Some more music that will be heard at Atwood Fest. Kyle Megna and the Monsoons, Lost in My Head on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Hey, Porky's Groove Machine is going to visit the show soon. It's time to dance. Get the bananas ready.
Liberty is not far from me. I get lost in my head.
Radio for the people.
When you look to the sky, do you see an overnight, or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? Deception. How do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call up? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true,
you have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.